tell you.
We talk a couple of times a month.
To see how he's doing.
That's right. It was intimidated.
That's right.
Is it working?
It's working. I call the Montville Zoning Board of Appeals to order at 6:06 p.m. April 1st, 2026. Could I ask everyone to stand, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could you take a roll call, please?
Board Member Adams.
Here.
Board Member McNeil.
Present.
Board Member Butterworth.
Here.
Board Member Montorsi.
Here.
Board Member Maffeo.
Here.
Okay. And the alternate Hernandez is absent.
I have a quorum. I reviewed the minutes, and I don't find any errors or problems. Is there anyone else who has reviewed them and maybe has any corrections that are needed?
I did have one correction. On the voice votes, there were five people that were voting, not four, right?
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I make a motion to approve.
Is that a second?
Second.
Motion made a second. All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
So
moved. No executive session. Now we have a public hearing, and I'm going to open it up and read it. Public hearing, ZBA 26 ZBA 1. The owners are Thomas DeMauro and Stacy Roblinski. The applicant is Thomas DeMauro for an appeal of January 13, 2026, cease and desist letter of the ZEO regarding the property located at 836 with 163 parcel ID 3722000. The meeting is, now that the ZBA and the meeting is open, we're going to entertain a letter from the representative, from the applicant's attorney.
So we received a letter, a copy of it is in your packet. It was dated March 19th. Dear Stacy, as we briefly discussed yesterday, I now write to request that the scheduled April 1, 2026 public hearing in the above matter, in which I represent Mr. DeMauro, be opened by the Montville Zoning Board of Appeals, but then immediately continue it to its next regularly scheduled meeting date the following month. This is due to a conflict which has arisen since the time of the filing of the appeal, which I now reasonably anticipate will prevent me from appearing on my client's behalf on April 1. Your cooperation in facilitating this request and that of the ZBA in this regard are both greatly appreciated. Please confirm as soon as possible that the ZBA will proceed as requested above. Thank you, and please let me know if you have any questions. Very truly yours, John B. Chase.
So I think I'm going to make a motion to continue public hearing 26 ZBA-1 until 5/26/26. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. So that B is not necessary at this point. Is there any new business? Did you say yes?
No new business.
Oh. Is this where we would talk about the Christmas party? Gloria?
We're not closing the public hearing. We're continuing.
It's continued until next month. So I guess that's not going to, she wasn't listening to me.
I'm sorry.
So am I understanding Chase isn't going to represent him now? Is that
no, he is. He's just going to be here next month.
Okay.
Chase is the attorney. Chase is representing
Okay, but I thought he had a conflict of interest.
He does for this month. That's why we continued it till next month.
Scheduling conflict, I think.
Okay, that's where I.
Right, it's not a conflict that makes him he can't do
okay.
it. Otherwise, he would have done.
Okay.
So I guess there's no old business. All right. Now we're going to review the budget.
Yes, I apologize. I did not make copies of it. It's a very short budget. There's just two items on it. One is the secretary's salary. Our department has requested that that budget line item be increased from $500 to $1,000. The reason for this is we are in the process of updating our zoning regulations, and we expect that because of the change with our zoning regulations that there may be some variances that will be required. So we're expecting there to be the potential of more meetings
activity
upcoming. So we've requested that that line item be increased by $500. And the other line item for training and conferences, we've requested remain the same at $350, which is what it was at for the 2026 budget. And that's it.
Are you looking for some kind of motion, or that's
if just a motion recommending it, then we can just
so be it. I make a motion to go along with the increase in the secretarial budget and to keep the training budget as is. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. That's it?
That's it.
I make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Are we going to keep these packets, or are you just going to redistribute them next month?
Whatever works.
We're just going to lose them.
So if we leave it in the folder, we'll just